This is GQDN for Tuesday, June 27th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we'll talk about Among Us, BioWare, and some Nintendo news. But we begin today with Kotaku. And they are going over everything so far that was going on in the FTC trial, which is FTC versus Microsoft and Activision Blizzard. So they put up seven things that just would rock the gaming world. One, and probably the top one, is Microsoft would discuss how to spend Sony out of business. So what Matt Booty did say was, quote, "If we think the video game content matters in 10 years, we might look back and say, totally would have been worth it to lose $2 billion to $3 billion in 2020 to avoid a situation where Tencent, Google, Amazon, or even Sony would become the Disney of games and own the valuable content." Cloud gaming ambitions fueled by an Xbox Series X shortage. Well, that was mainly because of the next-gen consoles had a chip shortage, if you remember. Bethesda was blindsided by promises to keep Call of Duty multi-platform. And yes, that did happen, because some of the developers there were like, what? They were happy at the time to have that exclusivity, but then that decision was then turned around. Fallout 76 goes to PlayStation Plus because it needed more players. So Phil Spencer was ready to give up Fallout 76 because of a broken at launch, but they were feeling like PlayStation Plus would have helped them turn that around. And here's a quote for that. "Feels like we're either need to see this getting to 10 million monthly active users across all platforms or decide to move on from it. And if you believe PlayStation Now could support it getting relevance, then I'm supportive." That's what Spencer told ZeniMac in a September 21 email. Hitman makers could make an RPG shooter. It was going to make it exclusive. Yeah. Microsoft weighed more pros and cons while buying Sega, Bungie, and more. But the main one there was Sega. But they did go through Bungie, Housemarque, Remedy, Larian, Supergiant, Playdead, 11-Bit Studios, and Thunderful. And he also said that Redfall was going to get a TV show. So that would have been on like CW or Netflix, where the vampires would be. So that makes sense to them. But according to GameStop, Microsoft did plan to keep Sega games platforms if that acquisition did happen. So let's dive into the Sega part. And they were, well, basically this is part of the court document that's being reviewed by IGN. And they said that Microsoft would have acquired Sega and would have worked with the company operating on the set of principles. Microsoft would develop and sell acquired games on relevant platforms. Now, the titles formerly exclusive to PlayStation or Nintendo consoles would be ported to Xbox. And acquired games and franchises would launch on Xbox Game Pass for PC, console, and the cloud. So yeah, that would happen. And we're going to finish this part off with, well, guess what? Hearthstone at playhearthstone.com did announce that Titans is the next Hearthstone expansion. So it does show up some new maps. And of course, there's some new cards, of course. That includes Hodar, Father of the Giants, which has a battle cry, set the stats of the next three minions you play to 8-8. And you have Tyr for Paladins. Battle cry, resurrect 2, 3, and 4 attack Paladin minions. And they have the new keyword called Forge, such as the Embrace of Nature. And there are two different versions of this. First one says, draw, choose one card, Forge. It has both effects combined. Forge, draw a choose one card. It has both effects combined. So if I forged it, there you go. And a returning keyword is Magnetic. Oh boy. So here come the Magnetic Beasts, or all the mechs. And that would also include the Prison of Yogg-Saron. That's a login reward. So the Prison of Yogg-Saron is a 7 mana and 3 defense. It says, you choose a character, cast four random spells, targeting it if possible. And there's new signature looks, which that you're going to have to look at yourself. Now the pre-purchase does have 80 Titan cards, 5 Golden Titan card packs, 1 random Titan Signature Legendary card, 1 random Titan Golden Legendary card, 1 Diamond Ziliax Legendary card, and the end Death Knight Hero Skin, and the card pack. The Titans Bundle has 60 Titan card packs, 2 random Titans Legendary cards, and the indie card back. And of course the buttons there to purchase. So you can pre-purchase the expansion now. Now let's get to some Nintendo stuff, because the approval ratings did come in for Nintendo Directors. This comes to NintendoEverything.com. And even the president was up at the chopping block, but everybody got upvotes. And those upvotes went from about 99%. I'm sorry, that was last year. It goes from 95% to about 83%. I was looking at 98, 99, that's from last year. So, everybody got reapproved. That's all we need to know from that. So they had a party. And coming from TheVerge.com, there's a new Switch party game that includes up to 100 people. So, it's Everybody 1-2 Switch. That's the game. So it does have some mini games to it that could remind people of MarioWare microgames, and lots of good stuff. Yeah, lots of good stuff. But that's not all. Now we get into the games themselves, because BioWare did talk about Star Wars and the number of layoffs that they had. Oh, maybe the company stuff, I guess. And this comes to us from IGN. So they did get into the agreement that happened. So what did happen with the agreement? Well, according to IGN, they said that 70 to 80 people were part of the core development of the Old Republic. But remember, some of those people were let go. And they did talk about updates and some of that stuff. But in a blog post, the general manager of BioWare, Gary McKay, did confirm that there was an undisclosed number of layoffs that are set to hit who are not in the transition from studio to broadsword. So here's what he said in the quote, and I'm paraphrasing this. No big changes come without challenges. Among them is the fact most current team will be invited to accompany the game on its move to broadsword. Though unfortunately, not every role will make the move. This is the hardest part of the transition, and these decisions were not made lightly. We are of course doing everything we can support the effective team members who have an opportunity to find new roles within EA. And he does go on talking about the company and the transition itself. So we shall see what happens with that one. Now the Guild Wars 2 expansion will release this August. And here's what we're going to have in that. We have lore nerds, which means the secret of the obscure. We'll talk about one of the major mysteries that was lingering from Guild Wars 1. They also have build crafters. That's the Weapon Master Training feature. We'll have Loot Fans. That'll be the Secret of the Obscure. We'll be adding a Legendary Armor Set. And Animal Lovers, which means the Sky Scale mount will be easier to earn. But that will have a new functionality who have already completed the long, arduous quest chain. So there you go. And Eurogamer did say that CD Projekt Red executives did say that Cyberpunk 2077 did become cool. So here is what Michael Balcko-Gilski did say to GameIndustry.biz while he was talking about the launch of the game. Quote, I actually believe Cyberpunk on launch was way better than it was received. And even the first reviews were positive. Then it became a cool thing not to like it. We went from hero to zero really fast. That was a tough moment. We didn't know what was happening. We knew the game was great. Yes, we can improve it. Yes, we needed to take time to do it. And we need to rebuild some stuff. Now, there were some bugs to it, if you remember. And Sony even pulled it from the PlayStation Store because of the bugs. But he went on to say, first of all these projects are at different stages. It's not that we are doing all that in the same moment at the same stage, because that would be a lot of work. We are thinking about the strategy for the years to come. We really care about our IPs. We want to develop them. We want to create games within them. But also, we want to make sure we're focused out all the time. Very interesting discussion. But it is something that may be interesting for all of you. Especially if you're Among Us fans. Because, according to Nintendo Everything, Among Us, the animated series, is in the works. Yep, I said it. And guess who's going to make it? Well, CBS, iAnimation Productions, will be in charge of the show. Please forgive me for the name. Parents, cover the kids' ears. Because it is Titmouse. I tried to get it out as quickly as I could. They didn't say anything, but they will be handling the animation. So, we'll see what happens with it. No doubt it'll be up on Paramount, because it is CBS and CBS. Paramount Plus. They don't own us, though. Not yet. We are Group Quest. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Joe Brums. And we are all Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. If you like Among Us, go play it. Me, I like Final Fantasy 16. Words are hard. As I'm also thinking about Diablo 4. So I need to go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news.